This is Nature Notes. I'm Glenn Mittelhauser, an ecologist with Maine Natural History Observatory. This week, I continue my conversation with Linda Welch as we explore seabird colonies in Maine and how the timing of their breeding season shapes their success.
Yeah, so we're doing lots of research on survival of the adult birds, how many of the young birds come back to the colonies to start breeding. We monitor diet. The adult seabirds bring whole fish back to their chicks. So we hire technicians to live and work on these islands for 10 to 12 weeks each summer. And their work is critical to the survival of those colonies. So they try to keep predators off, and then they keep track of all the seabirds. And part of that is monitoring diet. So they'll document when a prey item is delivered, what's the species, how big it is, and the time. So we know how often the chicks are fed. And then we set up little fenced plots where we keep track of nests for the terns all the way from egg laying to when the young are capable of flying away. So we record their the length of their wing and their weight every 2 days. So we can look at growth rates and correlate how many of those chicks survived, how well did they grow, and then what was the diet.
So that's happening, that kind of intensive work by technicians happens every year on about how many islands off the coast?
In Maine, on 10 islands. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Audubon Society are hiring the technicians to do that work.
What's it like for somebody who hasn't ever been to Petitmanan Island? It's off the Washington County coast.
It's a historic lighthouse keeper station. The lighthouse was built in the 1860s. And it's the second tallest light in Maine. So it's the base platform is, I think, 132 feet in the air, which creates this incredible platform to observe the seabirds. You can stand up there and watch the terns flying around. You can look for predators. And it really helps to identify where Atlantic puffins or razorbills are going into their rock or sod burrows. So it gives you this great perspective of looking down on the colony. The crews will go up in the lighthouse twice a day, at least, to do, we call them tower counts. So they'll count how many puffins, razorbills, guillemots, and common eiders are either on or adjacent to the island and try to get a sense early in the season how many terns might be on the island. And again, it helps with monitoring predators. So they show up in early May. At that point, the most they might be able to hope for is a couple of terns flying high over the island early in the morning. It might be 10 terns, and that might be it for the day. So each day, the groups of terns get bigger and stay a little bit longer. By the third week of May, they typically are starting to land in the intertidal or starting to display courtship behavior. We tend to find our first tern eggs around May 28th, 29th. Most of the eggs get laid in early June. It takes 21 to 23 days for the eggs to hatch. And that's when the monitoring gets really intense because we're looking at productivity rates, growth rates, doing the diet studies. The puffins, some of them come ashore in April. I found eggs in the very end of April.
Ooh, wow.
Which surprised me because I go around and try to make sure the entrances of the burrows are clear because sometimes there's storms that damage the burrows. We've actually been experimenting with a lot of artificial burrows on Petitmanan. Because the puffins like to nest on the perimeter of the island, under rocks, or in the sod. And those rocks get moved around in the winter by winter storms, or sometimes marine debris gets stuck underneath them, whether it's lobster buoys or plastic bottles. So I try to clear all that out and make sure the entrances to the artificial burrows are clear. And I found a puffin egg in late April. Puffin chicks tend to start hatching the end of June, early July, and they're in the burrows for 7 to 8 weeks. So often they don't fledge from the island until early to mid-August. Sometimes it seems like the season starts slow, but then it's so incredibly fast. The tern chicks hatch and are capable of flight like 24, 25 days. And some of them leave then. Particularly if food isn't very good, I think the adults decide, like, we're going to leave here as soon as possible. Sometimes they might stick around for 2 weeks. And we know from tracking studies, the Common and Roseate Terns all go and spend some time on Cape Cod before flying to South America. And most of them overwinter in Brazil.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.